This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Thursday, April 22, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon DeRayhove. Making headlines today. The South African government will spend 16 billion rand on building new houses and human settlements for the poor in the next financial year. Human Settlements Minister Tokyo Sekgwale explained in his budget vote speech that the bulk of the funding would go to the provision of housing subsidies to the bottommost end of the market, those who earned between 0 and 3,500 rand a month. Sekgwale said that a large percentage of this was allocated to provinces in the forms of housing development grants. The minister pointed out that there were currently 8,000 human settlements projects underway across the country and that 219,000 housing units had been built by government in the last financial year. Nevertheless, the housing backlog currently stood at about 2.1 million units, which accounted for about 12 million South Africans that were still in need of better shelter. Petrochemicals Group Sasol's Board of Directors has approved the construction of a 1.9 billion rand ethylene purification unit at its Sasol Polymers plant in Sasolburg. The group expects the plant to come on stream by mid-2013, after which it will ramp up to full capacity of 48,000 tonnes a year of ethylene output by 2015. The ethylene will be used in the manufacturing of polyethylene. Sasol says that this will greatly benefit the plastics conversion industry in South Africa that currently imports large quantities of this raw material. Also making headlines, the Japanese embassy in South Africa installed 410 solar panels in an effort to reduce its yearly carbon emissions. Airlines globally have lost more than $1.7 billion as a result of the eruption of the Icelandic volcano. Zimbabwe's empowerment laws worry foreign investors, and foreigners will boost South Africa's economy during the World Cup. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.